You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. What if I told you that the Democrats, in their foolhardy Schumer shutdown, just handed President Trump the most devastating political weapon he's ever possessed? Right now, as we speak, Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries are walking straight into the most perfectly orchestrated trap in modern political history. And the most beautiful part? They appear to have no idea what's about to hit them. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you're making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. So we are now officially on day 15 of what could become the longest government shutdown in American history. As far as I'm concerned, let it continue to be shut down. It's amazing stuff for us. And the math is crystal clear. Republicans have voted 8 times to reopen the government with a clean CR, the very same continuing resolution that Chuck Schumer and his Democrat colleagues in the Senate voted for back in March, a literal Biden-era budget. And the Democrats have decided to play politics and are refusing to vote for this clean CR. Again, the very same clean CR they voted for just mere months ago. They want to re-legislate the big, beautiful bill that was passed back in July and signed into law on July the 4th. And they want to remove a number of provisions in that bill, which, of course, is not going to happen. The Republicans have no incentive whatsoever to cave on the Democrats in this one. Democrats have voted 8 times to block the very same clean CR they voted for multiple times in the past. But unfortunately for them, as they're engaged in all kinds of performative antics and political posturing, the Democrats have a blabbermouth like Bernie Sanders, who accidentally just gave away the game. I kid you not. Check out what he had to say. Check out what he literally admitted on CNN.
They have had months to negotiate, and you reopen the government, and we lose our leverage. And they say, well, you know, we want this, we want that. No, there has to be an agreement right now. That's what this whole shutdown is about.
So you just heard it yourself. Blabbermouth Bernie just openly admitted that if they were to reopen the government, the Democrats would lose all their leverage. That's what this shutdown ultimately is about. The Democrats believe that the only political leverage that they have is forcing a government shutdown. It has nothing to do with healthcare. It has nothing to do with Obamacare. It has nothing to do with tax breaks for billionaires or anything like remotely like that. It's pure politics for the Democrats. Plain and simple. You just heard blabbermouth Bernie admit it. They're literally holding the paychecks for military families hostage as bargaining chips for their own feigned political leverage. But the beauty here is that Trump saw this coming from miles away. So while Democrats were celebrating the supposed leverage, Trump was already 3 moves ahead of them. On October 11th, he announced something that completely shattered the Democrats' strategy. Trump found $8 billion in Pentagon research funds to pay our troops in the midst of the shutdown. Check out this announcement.
And you have the money to pay the troops on October 15th. Okay.
I have a man who is a very wealthy person. You'll know that when I tell you this, who called a donor, a great gentleman, and he said, if there's any money necessary, shortfall, for the paying of the troops, that I will pay it, meaning he will pay it. How about that?
And this is where it gets absolutely beautiful, because Democrats spent weeks building a major portion of their narrative, their propaganda, around military family suffering. So they knew that their paychecks were going to go defunct as of today, of the 15th. And they had their talking point ready about Trump doesn't care about our troops. Trump doesn't care about our troops. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, Trump ensures every single soldier gets paid, while Democrats are on record voting against that pay 8 straight times. And it gets worse. Trump now officially has gotten the Democrats to side against paying our troops. You can't make this stuff up. This takes TDS, Trump derangement syndrome, to a whole new level. Connecticut Democrat Jim Himes, over the weekend, among other Democrats, he went on Face the Nation and literally argued that Trump paying our troops is not legal. So now they're threatening a lawsuit to actually stop the Republicans and President Trump from paying our troops. Talk about stepping on a tripwire. And that's exactly what Speaker of the House Mike Johnson said.
If the Democrats want to go to court and challenge troops being paid, bring it, okay? I'm grateful for a commander-in-chief who understands the priorities of the country, the necessity of national defense, and the urgency that we all feel and have voted for 8 times. Republicans have voted in Congress 8 times now between House and Senate to fund the troops and pay federal workers in all these essential jobs and agencies because we understand the necessity of that. Meanwhile, the Democrats voted 8 times to block their paychecks. I'm grateful. We have a president who is willing to step up and do the right thing. Thank you all so much.
While Trump unleashes a political reckoning, there is another crisis poisoning every American in some way, shape, or form, even in the comfort of our own homes. I'm talking about the microplastic epidemic. Now, you may have heard about this, but this is pretty shocking stuff. Check this out.
White ones, we've got clear ones.
Tons of microplastics wash ashore all over the world every day. And now for the first time, scientists in the Netherlands have detected microplastic pollution in human blood.
All the microplastics and nanoplastics we are exposed to, we inhale and we ingest, that actually, you know, there's too much, so much plastic that it can even enter our bloodstream.
The Dutch study on blood samples from healthy adults detected tiny plastic particles in 80% of people.
That's right. There's a microplastic crisis poisoning every American in some way, shape, or form. They're in our food, our water, our meats, our proteins. In fact, according to a recent study, we now ingest 6 times more microplastics than in 1990. It's wreaking havoc on our health and on our organ functions, and unfortunately, no one is immune from this, but there is an amazing solution. There's a unique bacterial strain found only in kimchi that's been found to effectively degrade microplastics. In fact, traditional kimchi is one of the world's most powerful superfoods, but let's be honest, it's messy, it's strong smelling, and not exactly easy to eat every single day. So that's why our good friends over at Brightcore created Kimchi One. Now you can get all the benefits of premium fermented kimchi in convenient capsule form. No mess, no taste, no hassle. I've been taking Kimchi One every single day for months now, and gang, I love it. Each capsule delivers over 900 probiotic strains, live enzymes, and antioxidants that help restore balance in your gut. People are seeing improvements in digestion, bloating, regularity, energy, metabolism. Studies show that kimchi even reduces the risk of obesity. Kimchi One is all natural, non-GMO, and 100% made right here in the USA. It's completely dairy-free, gluten-free, soy-free, so just anyone can take it. I personally love it, and I love knowing that I'm supporting my gut and overall health in one simple step. So if you've been looking for a way to boost your immune system and remove microplastic toxins from your body, this is it. You can get 25% off your order by going to the link below, or for an even better deal, give them a call. My friends at Breitkart would love to chat with you, and they're going to give you 50% off plus free shipping. Call them at 888-597-0233. The first 100 callers to order are going to get a free bottle of vitamin D3. Again, you only get that 50% off and free shipping when you give them a call. So once again, that number is 888-597-0233. Now, while the Democrats are busy stepping on their own tripwires, literally stepping in it, Trump is using this shutdown to eliminate entire Democrat programs permanently. He's announced to release a list on Friday of Democrat-backed programs that are being shut down forever.
Shut down, though. Honestly, can I put it in plain words for you? And you're a smart guy, so you all understand, but a lot of people don't. The Democrats are getting killed on the shutdown, because we're closing up programs that are Democrat programs that we were opposed to. So we're being able, and they're never going to come back in many cases. So we're being able to do things that we were unable to do before. So we're closing up programs that are Democrat programs that we wanted to close up or that we never wanted to happen, and now we're closing them up. And we're not going to let them come back. The Democrats are getting killed. And we're going to have a list of them on Friday, closing up some of the most egregious socialist, semi-communist, probably not full communist, we're saving that for New York, but semi-communist programs. And we're closing them up. We're not closing up Republican programs because we think they work. So the Democrats are getting killed, but they're not telling the people about that. I say it, nobody, well, I haven't said it probably as bluntly as I just said it. But so we are closing up Democrat programs that we think that we disagree with, and they're never going to open again. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody.
Now, you'll note there with Trump, what he just said here, this isn't just about the current fight. This isn't about the current government shutdown. This is about changing the rules of engagement for every future budget battle. What we're witnessing here is the collapse of the old Washington establishment playbook that the Democrats have exploited to their advantage for decades. Schumer has been in Congress, if you can believe this, Upchuck Schumer has been in Congress since 1980, since freaking Reagan. Schumer has been in Congress for over 40 years. I mean, that fact alone should mandate term limits for these scumbags. How can a slime ball like Schumer infest our Congress for four decades? How can he be allowed to do that? But ironically, the fact that he's so Jurassic is actually working against the Democrats. You see, Schumer is used to politics as usual. He's used to backroom deals where a handful of leaders decide everything in secret. I'll give you this, you give me that, and we're good to go. Your donors are happy, my donors are happy. But that era of backroom deals is over. As you'll notice, what Trump is doing, he's rewriting the rules here. This is what I mean about the Democrats giving him his most powerful weapon ever. It's not the government shutdown. It's not eliminating departments per se or anything like that. No. It's deeper than that. Everything Trump does now, this is key, is out in the open. Everything is radically transparent. That's why he doesn't just have one, but he has multiple press conferences every single day. Every day. Heck, the press pool complains when they're on Air Force One on overseas trips because they can't sleep. And they can't sleep because Trump doesn't sleep. It could be like 3 a.m. and he comes out and he does an ad hoc impromptu press conference. And the members of the press pool are like, when do I get to sleep, for heaven's sakes? They can't miss the impromptu press conference or they'll get fired. If they find out, you know, if their employers find out he had a press conference and they snoozed through it, they'd be in a whole heap of trouble. The guy is an absolute machine. But even more so, President Trump recognizes that in the age of the internet, in the age of social media, in an age of what's technically called the network society, where everyone has instant access to the exact same information that anyone at CNN has access to. In that age, transparency is the norm. That's the beauty of the network society, the information age. You cannot hide anything anymore. Transparency is the norm. And in line with that, as a populist, Trump recognizes that the American people voted for someone who would actually fight for them instead of cutting backroom deals with lobbyists and special interests behind the scenes. That's the world of Chuck Schumer. That's the only world he knows. I mean, this is a guy who doesn't even know that you're supposed to cook a hamburger before you put cheese on it. I mean, this guy is in his own little bubble. And the Democrats as a whole still don't understand that the game has changed. If they refuse to vote for a clean CR, both Trump and Mike Johnson come out and play video after video after video of Schumer openly arguing on the Senate floor for why that very same CR should be voted for back in March when he did vote for it. When the Democrats claim they're holding out for more funding for Obamacare, the Republicans come out with a digital copy of the Democrats' demands, showing explicitly that they're actually holding out for more funding for the health care of illegal aliens. And when they refuse to fund our troops, Trump holds a press conference and announces that he's found $8 billion to do just that. The Democrats have literally walked into a trap of Trump's making. The legacy media wants you to believe this is just another, you know, Washington squabble, but it's not. It's literally redefining the rules for how Washington operates in the midst of a network society. And so in the end, this is about whether we return to the failed policies of endless backroom deals and special interest giveaways, or whether we continue building an America that works for all Americans and puts America first. The choice could not possibly be clearer. And based on what we've seen this week, Democrats are already losing a game they don't even realize they were playing.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.